with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Trump advisor John Bolton has pleaded not guilty to charges of sharing classified information. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Bolton entered his plea in a Maryland courtroom and was ordered released from custody. The Justice Department case accuses him of emailing classified information to family members and keeping top-secret documents at his home. The 76-year-old Bolton is a longtime fixture in Republican foreign policy circles and served for more than a year in Trump's first administration as national security advisor. He has since been a vocal critic of the president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump hosting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for a sit-down today. It's their third meeting at the White House so far this year. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
He, I think, has really gone through a metamorphosis here in which he's beginning to believe that the Ukrainians are more right than he thought earlier, and that the Russians, it seemed to be intransigent when it comes to ending this war. But that could change, especially if the right sort of pressure is put on Putin.
McGinnis tells us that the president's perspective on the war has changed somewhat this year. This meeting comes a day after Mr. Trump's lengthy phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Democrats have voted for the 11th time not to fund the government.
They refuse to just do their basic job, get the government going again, making sure that federal employees are paid, that our troops are paid, Border Patrol agents, TSA agents, air traffic controllers, and everyone else who relies upon the vital services of our federal government. They're being denied that because Democrats in Congress are playing games.
Stocks are booming on Wall Street. The Dow is up about 200 points. This is SRN News. Louisiana seeks to overturn a Biden-era abortion rule. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The state is suing to prevent abortion providers from outside its borders from selling abortifacient drugs to Louisiana women through the mail. President Biden ended the requirement that such pills be given to a woman by a doctor face-to-face. He was reacting to the expectation that the Supreme Court would repeal Roe v. Wade. Louisiana Attorney General Liz Merrill says, quote, out-of-state abortion drug peddlers are violating the criminal laws of Louisiana and other states. Michael Harrington reporting.
Uruguay has passed a law decriminalizing euthanasia that makes that country the first in Latin America to allow euthanasia via legislation. Colombia and Ecuador have decriminalized the practice through Supreme Court decisions. In Chile, left-wing presidential Gabriel Boric, the president there, recently received a euthanasia bill long stalled in the legislature. This is SRN News. A former Marine Corps pilot, Daniel Dugan, is appealing his extradition from Australia to the United States.
He's accused of illegally training Chinese military aviators in South Africa in 2012. An Australian federal court justice will announce a verdict at a future date following a one-day hearing. Dugan's lawyers argue there were legal flaws in the extradition process. Australia's former attorney general approved the extradition last year. The current AG has not reviewed the decision. Dugan denies the allegations. He's been held in a maximum security prison since his 2022 arrest. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The Chamber of Commerce is suing the Trump administration for imposing a $100,000 annual fee for those new H-1B visa applications. The agency claims that the fee is unlawful and would significantly harm U.S. businesses. More of these stories at srnnews.com.